Welcome, dear listeners, to another Library of Divine Echoes deep dive, where we explore the depths of mythology, spirituality, and the human psyche. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we'll be diving into the enigmatic world of the Celtic god Cernunnos. This episode is about understanding an archetype that resonates across cultures and time, reflecting universal human connections to nature and the cycles of existence. By delving into Cernunnos, we're not just learning about a past deity, but about a facet of the human experience that remains deeply relevant today: our relationship with the wild, the sacred, and the self. Enigmatic truly captures the essence of Cernunnos, as our understanding of him is primarily derived from archaeological findings and limited classical texts, rather than extensive, coherent narratives like those found in Greek or Roman mythology. This makes him a fascinating figure for scholarly and spiritual exploration alike. We'll explore how, despite the scarcity of written records from the ancient Celts themselves, due to their largely oral traditions and Roman suppression, we can still piece together a compelling picture of his significance. Often referred to as the Horned God, Cernunnos is a deity associated with nature, fertility, and the wild. He is frequently depicted with antlers or horns on his head, symbolizing his connection to the animal kingdom and his role as a protector of the forest and its creatures. Cernunnos is a figure that transcends time, appearing in various forms throughout Celtic mythology and art. Let's delve deeper into these core associations. The term Horned God isn't merely descriptive. It points to an ancient lineage of deities or shamanic figures found across various cultures, predating the Celts, suggesting a deep human reverence for animal power and the wild. For Cernunnos, his antlers are particularly significant. Unlike permanent horns, antlers are shed and regrown annually, representing powerful themes of death, renewal, and the cyclical nature of life. This natural process mirrors the rhythms of the seasons and the constant regeneration found within the natural world. He embodies the anima mundi, the soul of the world, particularly within its untamed aspects. As a protector, he is not just a passive guardian, but an active force ensuring the balance and vitality of the ecosystem. His presence signifies the sacredness of the forest, the power of its creatures, and the profound wisdom inherent in wild places. The idea that he transcends time also alludes to his potential archetypal nature, a prime force of life and death that speaks to universal human experiences of wilderness, abundance, and transformation, making him recognizable even in disparate cultures. The earliest depictions of Cernunnos date back to the 1st century BCE. He is prominently featured on the Gundestrup cauldron, a silver vessel discovered in Denmark, which showcases detailed imagery of this ancient god. In this representation, Cernunnos is shown seated cross-legged, holding a torque, a symbol of power and nobility, and a serpent, representing rebirth and transformation. Cernunnos is not just a symbol of the wild, he embodies the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. His imagery often includes animals such as stags, bulls, and wolves, which further emphasizes his dominion over nature and the animal realm. While the 1st century BCE marks some of the clearest archaeological evidence, the concept of a horned master of animals likely predates the distinct Celtic cultures we identify. The Gundestrup cauldron is a monumental discovery. This elaborate silver cauldron, found in a peat bog, was likely a sacrificial or ritual vessel. Its origin is debated, possibly Thracian or Dacian workmanship, but clearly depicting Celtic deities and myths, suggesting cultural exchange or widespread influence. Canunos' depiction on it is central. Seated cross-legged, this posture is significant. It's often associated with meditation, grounding, or a profound connection to the earth and the underworld in many ancient traditions, including yogic postures. It suggests a rooted, wise, and ancient authority. The torque. This isn't just a piece of jewelry. It was a potent symbol in Celtic society, worn by warriors, nobles, and sometimes gods. It represented divine power, high status, sovereignty, and often a connection to the other world. The act of holding a torque implies mastery over these forces. The serpent. Crucially on the Gundestrup cauldron, the serpent often has ram's horns, creating a ram-horned serpent. This specific detail is important. While serpents universally symbolize rebirth, shedding skin, transformation, wisdom, and tonic, earth or underworld, energies, the ram's horns add an extra layer of meaning, possibly indicating fertility, strength, and primal potency. This unique combination further solidifies his connection to both life and death, the earth, and the cycle of renewal. Beyond Gundestrup. It's important to note Canunos' imagery also appears on other smaller artifacts and stone carvings found across what was once Gaul, modern France, and parts of Britain, though often less detailed than the cauldron. These dispersed findings indicate widespread reverence. Animals as extensions. The animals associated with Canunos, stags, bulls, and sometimes wolves or bears, aren't just companions. They are embodiments of his power and different facets of the wild. The stag is regal, powerful, and represents the annual cycle of renewal through its antlers. The bull signifies brute strength, fertility, and often sacrifice or agricultural abundance. The wolf or bear brings forth the untamed, fierce, and instinctive aspects of nature. This diverse animal retinue emphasizes his comprehensive dominion over the natural world, bridging the human and animal realms. He is not merely a god of animals, but the spirit of the wild embodied by them. Canunos is a complex deity with attributes that reflect the duality of life. His antlers signify growth and regeneration, while his connection to serpents speaks to the cycles of death and rebirth. As a god of fertility, he is often invoked during rituals seeking abundance and prosperity. Canunos is also considered a guardian of the crossroads, a liminal space where the material and spiritual worlds intersect. The duality of life is central to Canunos. He is not simply a benevolent nature god. He embodies the entirety of the natural process, which includes decay, death, and the harsh realities of the wild, alongside vibrant life and growth. This makes him a god of balance, representing the constant interplay between creation and destruction. Antlers. Beyond simple growth, the annual shedding and regrowth of antlers represents a continuous cycle of dying to the old self and being reborn anew. It's a powerful metaphor for personal transformation and resilience. They also connect him to the solar cycle, as their peak growth often aligns with the summer months. Serpents. The symbolism here is profound. The snake's ability to shed its skin made it an ancient and universal symbol of rejuvenation, healing, and immortality. Its movement on the earth connects it to tonic powers, the deep earth, hidden wisdom, and the underworld, which is often seen as a place of gestation and rebirth, not just finality. The serpent coiled around Canunos often signifies his mastery over these transformative forces. God of fertility. This encompasses not just physical procreation and bountiful harvests, but also creativity, spiritual growth, and the flourishing of new ideas or ventures. He is the life force that ensures continuity and abundance across all realms. guardian of the crossroads. This is a particularly rich symbolic attribute. A crossroads is a liminal space, a threshold, a place that is neither here nor there, but in between. It's where paths meet, decisions are made, and choices have profound consequences. In many mythologies, crossroads are places of magic, encounter with spirits, and significant transitions. Kernunnos, as a guardian of such a place, suggests he presides over moments of choice, guiding souls between worlds, material and spiritual, life and death, and holding knowledge accessible only at these points of transition. He acts as a psychopomp, a guide for those navigating significant life changes, spiritual awakenings, or journeys into the deeper realms of the self. This makes him a deity of initiation and revelation. In contemporary paganism and Wicca, Kernunnos remains a revered figure. He is often called upon during ceremonies that honor the natural world and its cycles. Modern practitioners see him as a guide and protector, embodying the wild, untamed aspects of nature that we are often disconnected from in our urbanized lives. Kernunnos encourages us to embrace our primal instincts and reconnect with the earth. The resurgence of Kernunnos in modern paganism speaks to a deep longing for reconnection with nature in an increasingly industrialized world. In many Wiccan traditions, he is honored as the masculine divine principle, often paired with the triple goddess, forming a balanced pantheon that reflects the duality of male and female, solar and lunar, wild and cultivated. Ceremonial invocation. Practitioners invoke Kernunnos not just as a historical figure, but as a living presence. This occurs during Sabbats, seasonal festivals like Beltane, Samhain, Yule, which mark the turning points of the agricultural year, symbolizing his role in the fertility and decay cycles. He is called upon for grounding, strength, protection of sacred spaces, and to imbue rituals with primal energy. Guide and protector. For modern practitioners, Kernunnos serves as a guide for navigating the inner landscape, particularly the wild or instinctual self that is often suppressed by societal norms. He encourages trusting intuition, embracing authenticity, and finding personal power in connection to the earth. As a protector, he offers a sense of security and guardianship, especially for those working with wild energies or exploring personal shadow aspects. Reconnection to primal instincts. This is perhaps one of his most vital roles in contemporary spirituality. In urban environments, we are often estranged from the natural world and our own instinctual drives. Kernunnos acts as a bridge, encouraging us to listen to our bodies, respond to natural rhythms, and acknowledge the powerful, untamed aspects of our own psyche. This doesn't mean abandoning civilization, but integrating the wisdom of the wild into modern life, fostering a more holistic and grounded existence. He reminds us that divinity is not just in the heavens, but also in the rich, fertile, and wild earth beneath our feet and within our very being. As we explore the mythology and symbolism of Kernunnos, it's essential to reflect on our personal connection to nature and the wild. Consider how you might invoke the spirit of Kernunnos in your daily life, whether through spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or honoring the cycles of the seasons. Beyond intellectual understanding. The goal here is to encourage experiential learning. Mythology isn't just a collection of old stories, it's a living source of wisdom that can inform and transform our present lives. Invoking Kernunnos in daily life. This isn't about literal worship for everyone, but about embodying the principles he represents. Spending time in nature. Go beyond a casual stroll, engage mindfully, feel the earth beneath your feet, listen to the sounds of the wind and birds, observe the intricate details of a leaf or a spider web, allow nature to recalibrate your senses and your spirit, find a sacred grove or even a patch of wild grass in a park. Practicing mindfulness. Extend mindfulness to your own wild self. Pay attention to your instincts, your gut feelings, your body's subtle messages. This is about reconnecting with your primal, intuitive wisdom, often drowned out by external noise. Honoring the cycles of the seasons. Observe how the changing seasons affect your energy, mood, and activities. Embrace the growth of spring, the abundance of summer, the letting go of autumn, and the quiet introspection of winter. Align your life with these natural rhythms, recognizing the constant cycle of birth, growth, decay, and rest, just as Kernunos embodies. Cultivating your wild self. This can involve creative expression, pursuing hobbies that connect you to the earth, gardening, hiking, or simply allowing yourself moments of spontaneous, uninhibited joy. It's about acknowledging and valuing the untamed, authentic part of your being. Environmental stewardship. His role as protector of the forest can inspire us to engage in environmentalism, whether through conscious consumption, supporting conservation efforts, or advocating for wild spaces. Now, dear listeners, I invite you to join me in a guided meditation designed to help you connect with Kernunos. Find a comfortable and quiet space where you won't be disturbed, and let's begin. Begin by closing your eyes and taking a deep breath in, filling your lungs with fresh, invigorating air. Exhale slowly, releasing any tension or stress you may be carrying. With each breath, imagine yourself standing at the edge of an ancient forest. The trees are tall and mighty, their leaves rustling gently in the breeze. You can feel the earth beneath your feet, solid and grounding. As you step forward, you notice a path winding through the forest. Follow this path, allowing it to lead you deeper into the heart of the woods. With every step, you feel more connected to the natural world around you. In the distance, you see a clearing bathed in soft, golden light. In the center of this clearing stands Kernunos, the horned god. He is tall and majestic, his antlers reaching toward the sky. His presence is both powerful and calming. Approach Kernunos with an open heart and mind. Feel the energy of the forest and the wild flowing through you. Chaos reaches out to you, offering his guidance and wisdom. Take a moment to communicate with Kernunos. Ask him any questions you may have, and listen to his responses. Feel his energy enveloping you, filling you with a sense of peace and connection. Presence and guidance. Slowly begin to make your way back along the forest path, carrying the wisdom and knowledge you have received. As you reach the edge of the forest, take one last deep breath in. Exhale slowly. When you are ready, open your eyes and return to the present moment, feeling refreshed and enlightened. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into the world of Kernunos. I hope you found this episode enlightening and inspiring. Remember, the wisdom of the ancient gods is always within reach, ready to guide and support you on your path. Until next time, stay curious and stay connected. This is Christopher Little, signing off from the Library of Divine Echoes.